Myntra adds Malaysia, UAE and Australia to cart. LTIMindtree suspends H-1B visa filing. Sky Road flags rocket supply shortage. Centre directs phone makers to pre-install Sanchar Sathi cybersecurity app on all devices.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's start with a big move in fashion e-commerce. Myntra is widening its global map once again, and this time it is eyeing Malaysia, the UAE and Australia. Sources told Money Control that the launches will roll out over the next few months. Now, this follows its entry into Singapore earlier, which we had in fact broke the story. Singapore was already bringing in over 30,000 customer visits every month, so it became the logical first step. And Myntra has Walmart's approval to go live in Malaysia very soon. And that one is expected to happen sooner than UAE and Australia as well. And interesting fact is that this will be Myntra's second stint in the Middle East. In 2020, it tried selling through Noon and Namshi, but that partnership didn't really work out. This time, the company is going in directly, not through partners. And Myntra isn't the only one interested in Singapore. Another interesting news is Lenskart, now a listed company, has been expanding aggressively there. The company CEO Piyush Bansal told in the earnings call to analysts that the company is already the market leader in Singapore. It is gaining ground with lower pricing and two-hour deliveries, which is quite rare for eyewear brands. So Singapore is turning into a hotspot for India's consumer brands looking outward. All right, let's move to IT services. LTIMindtree has hit pause on filing new H-1B visa applications for the next US cycle. The company's chief executive officer, Venu Lambu, told us the company will rely on local hiring instead of paying the sharply increased petition fee of $1 lakh under the Trump administration's revised structure. Lambu also said they won't file new petitions unless there is a strong business case. Renewals will still go ahead, but the fee hike doesn't apply there. Now, the company already has more than 1,800 H-1B approvals for FY25 and a US workforce of around 4,000. So he also said the on-site model will not be affected since LTIMindtree has been reducing its visa dependence anyway for years. And this ties in with the company's focus on non-linear growth, which basically means adding more revenues without adding too many employees. In fact, the company added only about $64 million in incremental revenue in the first half, even as it experienced headcount going down. The expectation is that revenue could double over 5 years, while headcount grows about 1.2 to 1.3 times, supported by AI-led productivity and onshore hiring. All right, now on to space tech, where Skyroot Aerospace says the world needs more small rockets and quickly. CEO Pawan Kumar Chandana told us that global demand for dedicated small satellite launches is exceeding supply. Many customers are moving away from larger rockets because they want more precise and customized drop-offs for their payloads. He said there are hardly any players consistently serving this dedicated launch segment apart from Rocket Lab. But how many missions Skyroot can take on each year will depend totally on pricing and production. And that brings us to their new manufacturing campus. So the company has opened a 200,000 square foot facility called Infinity. It houses separation test, infra, liquid engine testing, systems except hot fire, carbon composite winding lines, and precision machining units. Now, Vikram 1 is in the final testing phase as well. All engines tests are done, vibration tests and section level checks are underway, and Skyroot is targeting a launch early next quarter. So this will be its first orbital mission after the 2022 suborbital Vikram S flight, and the first commercial mission is already fully booked. All right, let's switch gears to smartphones. The government has directed device makers to pre-install the Sanchar Sathi cybersecurity app on all upcoming phones, and not just new phones, but existing ones too, through a software update. Companies have been given 3 months to follow the directive, although there may be pushback because the app cannot be removed once installed. So the order applies to every major brand in India, including Apple, Samsung, Xiaomi, Oppo, and Vivo. The stated goal is to strengthen digital security and make it easier for users to report fraud, spam, and phone theft. Now, this aligns with DoT's recent direction to messaging platforms to adopt a SIM binding, where apps like WhatsApp or Signal will only work with the original SIM card used during registration. Right? Sanchar Sathi has been optional so far, available on app stores with more than 50 lakh downloads. Now, government figures say users have managed to block more than 37 lakh stolen or lost phones and trace 27 lakh devices with the platform. And finally, on to our last story. Influencers are still figuring out India's new AI labeling rules. It has been more than a month since the Ministry of Electronics and IT mandated that all AI-generated synthetic content must carry labels, but adoption remains low. Many creators told us the rule has not fully reached the ecosystem yet. In fact, one of the creators, finance creator Shreya Jaiswal, said barely anyone is talking about it. Agencies say it disrupts workflows. Aditya Rana of 42 Studios said, adding a 10% on-screen AI label means they need two versions of every asset, one with AI elements and one without. It obviously increases editing time, rebuilds templates, and adds to operational costs. Creators also worry about user experience, and many also pointed out that a large label can feel intrusive or distract viewers as well. So this is also a concern that viewers might perceive labeled content as unreliable, even if the AI involvement is very minimal. So big brands and large media companies have begun adopting the rule, but independent creators are still catching up. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting. And a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you so much, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday in the evening. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.